There is a new Catholic website, and it's launched by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. And it's called artofdyingwell.org. Yes, the art of dying well. As my own father approaches the later years of his life, I was curious and I visited this website. It explains its purpose in these words. It says, in Catholic faith, it is believed that life is a precious gift from God and that death simply opens the way to new life. The website recommends that planning ahead can help to overcome fear and anxiety. It says it's possible to take the sting out of death and encourage acceptance of it as part of life itself. And I find that very interesting, that we make death part of life itself. Of course, the reason I mention this to you is because we've just celebrated All Souls Day. And today's readings are all about death, dying, life, and living. However, as today's readings teach us, death is not only about dying. Death is also about how we live now. So here are my three practical implications for this week. First of all, I want to talk about death as a teacher. Death as a teacher. In today's first reading, we have this gruesome story of the martyrdom of the seven Maccabean brothers. Each one of them was killed one by one in front of their mother. As I said, it's a gruesome story, yet amidst the gruesomeness emerged beliefs that help us to develop the art of dying well. More than anything else, this reading tells us that in order to die well, which they did, we must live well. The story of their martyrdom reveals their conviction, their faith, not only in God but also in each other, their integrity, their fidelity, and their undaunted devotion to God. For someone who lives this way, death is not something to be feared. Folks, the practical implication for us is simply this, that preparation for death is not something that we do in the later years of our life. The art of dying well is to live well today. As the website says, if you can face up to dying and try to prepare now, this could help you to live well too. So, in my first point, I'm asking us to ask ourselves these simple questions. Am I at peace with life at this moment? Am I living well today so that I can welcome death tomorrow? My second point, salvation and dying well are God's gifts. The book of Maccabees was written only about 100 years before the birth of Jesus. Until this book, there is no evidence of the Jewish belief in afterlife. In fact, we see this controversy being played out in today's gospel reading. Jesus, unlike the Sadducees, was a firm believer of the resurrection of the dead. But we who believe in Jesus go a step further. We believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Beyond the fact that we must live well today, resurrection and life are God's gifts. And sometimes we forget that. We must remember that no matter how well we master the art of dying, salvation remains God's gift. Sometimes we consider eternal life to be a reward for our good behavior. Sometimes we try to earn our salvation as if we can do that. Sometimes we forget that salvation came to us because Jesus died and rose again. So here's my practical implication. We must live well, not because we hope to be saved on the last day. No, but rather because we have already been saved by Christ and we have already lived that salvation daily. The practical implication is this: let us not fear death or hell. Rather, let us think and talk and act like Jesus because we are already saved. We must learn the art of dying well because we are already in heaven. And thirdly, I want to talk about how Catholicism helps us to prepare well for death or to learn the art of dying well. See, I believe that we Catholics are very comfortable with death. In so many ways, from the time we are infants, we prepare ourselves for death. We profess this as we baptize our infants. Baptism is a dying with Christ and rising with Him. We baptize our infants with the sign of the cross, which is a symbol of Christ's death. We sign ourselves with this very sign after we dip our fingers into the holy water font every time we enter the church. In this way, we sign ourselves with the redemptive death of Christ. Coming back to children, we do not insulate our children from a crucifix, even though it's a gruesome sight. We make them comfortable with it so that even as children, we are at home with death and dying. We teach them to make the sign of the cross very early in their lives. I remember a three-year-old who used to call me Jesus. By the way, that's scary, as scary as it gets. She used to call me Jesus. So one Sunday she saw me at Mass. And then she went home and read her religion book, which showed that Jesus had died. She thought that I had died. But the next Sunday she came to church, and her parents told me that she was confused because in her book I had died, but here I was in church again. And I said to myself, what a great way to teach children the mystery, the Paschal mystery. Jesus, who has died, is actually with us now. For that matter, every Eucharist is a celebration of dying and rising. That is why Catholics can call death an art. We are simply good at it, and we learn about it from the day we are born. Folks, at every Eucharist, let me conclude with this. At every Eucharist, heaven and earth come together. On the one hand, the Eucharist is a celebration of the death and resurrection of Christ. On the other hand, it's a foreshadow of our life with God in heaven. I suggest let us celebrate both of these today as we celebrate this Eucharist. Amen.